The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's next exciting Daf in Masechet Zvachim is Daf Tzadik Gimel. And if you can hold on to your chairs, we're in for a fantastic ride today. Boy mine Rami bar Chama mirafis. Nita zala al beget ha-meima. What would be the din if this Daf was sprinkled on a beggar that is tummy? Now, the issue over here is that apparently, as we were discussing yesterday, we've got the dam which had a shata kosher according to our Mishnah, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, or the correct years that appears in most places, Rabbi Yaakov. That dam is not going to be Mechayev, the beggar, in kibbutz. In this case, the dam, however, as it was approaching the beged, would be tahor. It only becomes tameh at the instant of contact. So how do we look at this? I mean, is it that the dam, when it touched the beged, is tameh because it touched the beged, and therefore it's dam tameh that is touching a beged, which is possible, or because it arrives simultaneously with its tumah, one cannot say that it was dam tame that touched the beged. So how do we look at it? Let me just explain one thing over here. If he's asking this question, and we have to recognize the assumptions that go into this question. I mean, it's clear that since that in his opinion, if that blood was once okay and then became pasul, then obviously we would say ein damata un kibbutz, because otherwise we'd have nothing to discuss, because who cares whether it's tummy or was tahar. And his question only is, that would be his question. Anyway, now that we understand the question, what did Rav Chista answer Rami Bar Chama? Omar Lei, Rav Chista said to Rami Bar Chama, well, the truth is, your question is dependent in a machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan, according to Rabba, as Abaye ended up making Rabba's approach work out. Now, is that clear? What am I talking about? The Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says like this. Mei Chatat. It's a very similar issue. Here, the Mei Chatat, which is Tamei, L'chora, but we don't have a raya whether they have to be tahor or not. So Rebbe Elazar says, if the mechatat themselves were tameh, it wouldn't make any difference. They would still be matar. Why? Because the halacha is that the mechatat can be used on any human, including someone who is tameh from some other reason, and has now become tameh despite the fact that they were mitaher for their tumat meit. So let's say you have a nida who was mittama b'meit. You could still be mazin the mechatat alea despite the fact that she's currently tmei'ah because of other things. So what would that mean? That since the mechatat touched the woman at the same moment that it's being mitire the woman, that would be the equivalent of saying that if the water had been tamei before, then it would also have been metaher. That's what he's claiming. He's claiming from the fact that simultaneously it became tamei, it would be metaher. It must be true that if it were tamei from before, that it would be metaher. Now, that is not rather obvious, but it's clear that he has worked out that the simultaneity would always be viewed as the equivalent of bizarre chazeh. This is the way it's going to end up. I mean, we're going to go through some steps till we get there, but this is the way we're going to end up. Therefore, Taina's Rav Chista, that would be true about your case as well. If simultaneous is the same as before, well then, that means over here, where we know that dam that is possible is not going to be Matayr. It's the opposite of this case, so it won't be Matayr. Mashen Kein, the Chachamim who argue and say, you can't learn out from there that Mayim that was Tamei before is going to be Matayr. According to them, then it's really not the same, because it's Bevat Achat. And if it's Bevat Achat, then at the point that it touched, it was Dan that was Kosher, the same way that over here, at the point that it touched, it was Mechatat that were Tahori. But anyway, let's go through the steps that Rav Chisda had defined, the Machloket, Rav Lezer Rabbon, and the way Rabba said it, as Abaya finally forced Rabba to fix his Shita. So it goes like this. Once we had this statement of Rabbi Elazar, Rabba pointed out that the basis of Rabbi Elazar's statement is linked to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, not to be confused with the Rabbi Akiva mistakenly quoted a moment ago on Ahmed Bey's about it doesn't matter whether it's Shata Kosher or not. Nothing to do with this. This is a different halacha. This is Rabbi Akiva, who says that Havarat Kli Agabe Makom Tameh Kimunach Dami. Now, so far, this has nothing to do with what we are saying. This is what Rav Chisda wants to make it very clear. It actually turns out that Rabba makes a mistake, and that it's only in the course of his speaking this out with Abaye that we find out what's really going on. But Rabba initially held like this, that since Rabbi Akiva says that passing a container over a place which is tame is considered to be munach. Now you see where he's going, because yesterday we had exactly that issue when we were talking about the dam, and we said since it's going to be in the avir of the kli, or the avir, we're talking about the beged over there, is the avir kli. Oh, this is exactly the issue that Rabba understands the machloket to be dependent on, not the question of simultaneity. So according to him, since Rabbi Akiva holds that by the mere passage of something over a kli which is tameh, it's considered to be at rest in that kli tameh. And why do I say that? Ditznan, because when it comes to the Mishnah in Porah, which states as follows, a man is standing in front of an oven. Ha'omed chutz l'tanur. Now, in that oven is a sheretz that is being metame. The oven is open. And now there is behind the oven, this is a classic kitchen picture. Behind the oven, there's a window. On the window ledge, there are bottles. In one of the bottles, there is mechatat. A guy stretches his hand over the oven, picks up the bottle, and takes the mechatat to him, passing over. Remember that ovens were entered from the top in those days. They weren't front-loading washing, ovens. So there, he now has moved the water over the oven, v'natala talagin, so he's yoshit yado l'chalon behind the oven, picks up the bottle, heviro api atanor, Rabbi Akiva's metame. And the chachamim are metaring. So therefore, the question over here is related to that. If the water, as it's approaching the Me'anida, the Mechatat, is already Mitameh, then we have exactly the case. Are Mayim Tameh and Mitareh? But if you hold that they're not Mitameh until they actually touch her, then the Rabbanan over here say that this water would not be Tameh when it's moving, so then if that's the case, you obviously cannot bring a Raya from water that only becomes Tameh simultaneously when it does the Taira, to water that was tummy before I was mazit, or as I was mazit, before it touches the recipient of the Azoya. That's what I think the machlokas is, says Rabba. So, Bahaplige, Rabbi Akiva Sava Kimunach Dami, V'Rabbanan Savri Lav Kimunach Dami. Now, continues now Rav Chisda to explain to Rami Bar Chama. But this wasn't the end of the issue, because Abaya showed Rabba that he made a mistake. Eitve Abaye, Mode Rabbi Akiva. Here it says, Beferish in the Tosefta, that Rabbi Akiva is Mode, that this would not apply to Azoya. It only applies to bottles. Why is that? For a very simple reason. Mode Rabbi Akiva, if the Azoya would have passed over the Klicheres Tameh, or would have passed over, let's say, a bed of Mishkav or Moshev that would be Tameh, that of course it's tar. Whoever heard of such a thing that something should be matire and metame in its airspace? Only tumas meis is metame in its airspace. Ein lecha davar shemetame lamala kelamata ela kezayit min hamet or other ma'ahilim, which of course would only be an evan amenugat that comes into a bite. Latuya evan amenugat, but certainly not this case. What then is the machlokas about this case? This is a question of whether we're geyser. So therefore explains Abaye, and finally we're getting close to the issue, so what is the machloka? So in this case, in the mission of Pora, the machlokas is like this. Kulei alma lafka munachdam. Everybody holds that the water in the bottle is definitely not sitting in the tanner with the sherets. V'ocha v'ocha miflagit. The only question is that Rabbi Akiva holds Gazrinan Shema Yanuach. You can't use this water because we make a gzeir. If we allow to use water like that, one day the guy will notice that the telephone is ringing. He'll set it down on the tanur and he'll go pick up the phone without having realized it. Meanwhile, the mechatas was mitameh, which would not be good. Oh, because here we're talking about before the mechatas was the afer was mixed in it. Yet the Tosfos speaks out. Therefore, that's the difference. V'rabbanan savri lo gazrina. But moda Rabbi Akiva ba'azoi, what are you going to be gazer? That he's going to use a magic wand to stop the azoi when the phone rings? I mean, only women can do that. So over here, once he lets go of that hazoya, there's no way to call it back. So in which case, I'm moda ba'azoi, because given the nafak nafak, once it's out, it's out. Ah, now, getting to this case of the issue about whether Mechatas Tame is Metayer or not. Can we bring a raya from the fact that you can be Maza on a Nidah? What are they arguing in? Aha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanim, I've come here for a raya. I'll tell you, says Abaye. Can we be done Tum'a Kiduma? Can we be done a Tum'a that precedes the touching of the object of Hazoya? And learn that out, mituma sheba otasha. Ah, can we learn it out from tuma that is coming simultaneous with the hazoya itself? It was with the contact of the may hazoya. That's the question. Masavar danin, masavar ein danin. In which case, in your issue, my dear Rami Barchoma, when nitas al beged tamei, the question would be, do we view that as being simultaneous, as the equivalent of its having been tummy before? If we do, then it won't be matir. If we view simultaneous as being now separate from the case of tumah keduma, then the dam in this case was not nifsal before. If it's not nifsal before, then it is mechayev in kibbutz. Lovely. Now, there's a marvelous, marvelous diuk to be made here, which Rashi points out. What is Rav Chisda talking about? Ki Rabba ukin b'taretz Abaye. Rabba was wrong. Abaye showed Rabba that his analysis of the case, which thought that it was nogea, whether airspace was metame or not, was completely wrong. That was a din, that was a gezerah about hanocha. They did not apply to Hazoya at all. And the only way that, yes, it's true that he did say it, Aliba Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, would be if you take my approach, which is that it was a question of whether simultaneity is the equivalent of separate stages, right? Nonetheless, says Abaye, the fact is that since this emerges from a discussion between Abaye and Rabbi, it's remarkably viewed as Rabba's. Because the entire idea, essentially, is coming from Rabba's learning this from the connection to Rabbi Akiva and so on. It's true, he was completely wrong in the particulars. But the overall approach was right. Therefore, in terms of the diyun between Abaye and Rabba, who was his Rebbe, this is viewed as Rabba's words, kinematarets Abaye.
It's a breakthrough with an adjustment.
Yeah. Which is remarkable. I mean, that's like a whole, which is an idea that is barely recognized in the world of science. The question of who got there first, despite the fact that everything that person said was built on such and such and such. It's irrelevant. You know, okay, but Lemaitre. He got the Nobel Prize. Really. It has unbelievable implications for the way to look at Omer Dover B'Shem Omro and so on, right? Remarkable. The idea. Who's the idiot that left his telephone on?
It must be me.
Rava Omar. Now, Rava has a completely different explanation. He says, no, Kuli Alma Ein Danin. The issue is not whether we could compare something simultaneous with something that occurred before. Why would anybody think that? The question over here is a different issue. When you do hazoya of the Mechatat, do you do multiple hazoyas or is it a single hazoya? Now, you remember we got into that whole issue before, according to Reb Elezer, actually. Two times hazoya? If you do two times hazoya, where there's a question of whether you have the shear, that's where the water was mixed, and so on, like we had before. Can you be mitzarif to two hazoyas? Do you need to be mitzarif to two hazoyas? Because hazoya tzrich ha-shiur, that was a machlokas. That, says Rav, is what it's dependent on. According to Rebbe Lazar, hazoya tzrich ha-shiur. If hazoya tzrich ha-shiur, then if you might not have enough in the first sprinkle, so you do it a few times to make sure that you get it, right? But if you do it a few times, you'll have to be mitzarif the amount of water in the first one with the amount of water in the second one, which was a different issue. But he holds mitzarfim lahazaot also, as we saw before. In this case, if you're mitzarif the second hazoyah, the first hazoyah is already tameh, and therefore cannot be mitzarif. That's the issue. And therefore, it's no longer simultaneous. And Mamela, that's the question. If you hold you don't need to be mitzarif it, then we're talking about simultaneous, and of course you can't learn out something that occurs before an event from something that occurs concurrently with the event. But if you learn that you have to be mitzarif, then you have exactly the case of non-concurrency. Imagine how much more fun you would have had if you would have been here from the opening moves of the game. Mm-hmm. Remind me today to get that alarm clock. Chatat pisula. Okay, now all of this is built, of course, around the issue that if it's possible, the dama is possible, then it's not going to be able to be b'chayev you in kibbutz. And we found that there was a machloket between, again, the Girsa we have, Rabbi Akiva, or the Girsa Rabbi Yaakov, the Sfar Yerushalmim. Even if it was done, shaitala sha'ata kosher. That was a machlokas. If it has a sha'ata kosher, libid rabbonan, it doesn't make any difference. Libid rabbi kiva. If it had a sha'ata kosher, then it would be mitami. So tana rabbonan. Midama. Since the Torah says in the case of the chatas that kol, rather, va'asher, yize midama al habeges. Rabbi Akiva Omer. So it says in the Posek, the call the Vasher Yize Midama. What's Midama? From its particular blood, meaning Midam Kishera, Velo Midam Psula. Rabbi Akiva said, well, if I tell Ashata Koshev and Ifsala, then Damato un Kibus, because look, you only have one miyot over here, and you have two stages of things that require miyot. Lo Aitala Ashata Koshev at all. We're over there, it's more likely to be mimuat. But dam shaitala shata kosher, you can't apply a miut across the board. You only apply it with the old razor effect. And therefore, in that case, dama would be ton kibbutz if it was a shata kosher. Rabbi Shimon explains, echad ze v'echad ze ein dama ton kibbutz. Why? My time, Rabbi Shimon. Because there are actually two miutim. On the one hand, yes, it says what you said, which is midama. But remember that in this sugya, we have a number of different issues that we discuss. One is the achil of kadosh. One is kli asher yubushalba, which is the din of marika v'shtifa. The other issue is the question of dam that was nogea on the begin. We have been all through. We've been pointing out, even to the to the point where the Mishnah was very confusing, because the Mishnah was talking about the Nechalot, whereas Rava pointed out, on the contrary, if anything, it's talking about the Pnimiyot, not the Nechalot. The Nechalot was only Asher Yevushalba, etc., etc. So as part of this integration of all of the dinim that appear under Zot Torat HaChatat into a group of various halakhas where we need to clarify what applies to what, but if we don't have an indication that is unique to one application, then it applies across the board. So if it says, Kol zachar b'kohanim yochal ota, says Rabbi Shimon, what do we think? The ota has already limited it. Ota meaning mikshera v'lo mipsula. And it also says midama. And that is to distinguish between chad la'echad haitala shata kosher v'chad la'echad shalo haitala shata kosher. We have both of them. Rabbi Akiva, is that not true? Yes, it's true. But it's true in its application, not out of its application. In what sense? Supposing you would cook truma, not kachim. You're a kohen, and you cooked up some truma, and you made a tzimis of truma. Now, you wash out the pot. But you're thinking, now hold on a minute. The pot was bolea truma. So does that mean that it's a type of kodesh? It requires marika v'shtifa because you don't leave it around? No. Ota, dafka, this, the asher yevushalba, only a chatas and not truma. Rabbi Shimon says, I certainly don't need it for that. Just forget about truma. What if I have the buzzer of a shlomim in a pot? Do I need to go and to clean it for the kachim kalim? No. I hold, Rabbi Shimon Latayme, even kachim kalim ain't dunim rika v'shtifa, as we'll see. Therefore, koshke truma, so I don't need this pasuk to tell me it didn't in its application of rika v'shtifa. What then is it coming to tell me? An additional miyut in one of the other dinim, in terms of dam psula. We already have a miyut. That's the point. If we only had one miyut, I would have said it's only dam shalo haitala shata kosher ever. Comes along another miyut to say even dam shaitala shata kosher. So it boils down to a machloket about the question of whether it's necessary to be mamaya truma, which is itself dependent on the question of whether kachim kalim require mikra b'shtifa, which is the sugya coming up. Okay. Richie's going to have to do this.
Zoch the heilige Mishnah.
That was better. Nitas min hatzavar al habege. Now, how about if the blood goes directly from the neck of the behemoth onto clothing? Then eno ta'un kibus. Let's say that the blood has been sprinkled on the keren of the mizbeach, or it's shiori hadam that have been sprinkled, not sprinkled, but poured onto the yisod hamizbeach. And from there it gets on a passerby's beged. En ta'un kibus. Let's say that it was nishpach al haritzba directly from the tzavar habehema. And now you went in and you collected it and put it into a kli. You can't use that dam, you will recall, because there's no kabbalah. Only if it was spilled out of the cup, it was a kabbalah, then you could use it. But if it was nishpach al haritzba directly, v'yasafo en ta'un kibus. Basically, the rule is, ein ta'un kibus el adam shenitkabel b'kli v'ra'ui la'haza'a. So the only time that dam would make you chayev in kibus if it is now in a state in which it is kosher for hazoya now. Not that the hazoya had been done, not the hazoya couldn't be done. So turn around. Yo'ko nitaz minatzavar la'beged ye ta'un kibus. You might think that even if it, since it's pre-Hazoya, and it has not yet been mekubal, but if it trips directly into the beged, it should require kibus. Talmud lomar, asher yizeh midama. Oh, lo amati l'cha l'barui l'haza. Akibi mazad is dam now. As it is, no. Thank you. The other writer points out that this also implies the exclusion of the other end. Yochol nitaz min ha-keren u-min ha-yesod yeton kibus. Talmud lomar asher yizeh, that is omeid to be mazeh on from this point onwards. Prat lezeh shekvar huzah. So there's two implications. The fact that the Hazayah is yet in the future, and the fact that the Hazayah is in the future, because it's kosher to do it. And so Bamela, it's Bamayit both Dam Pasul, or Dam, which was Muzah, or Dam, which in fact is not yet ready for Hazayah. All would be excluded. Now, if it was Nishpach al Ritzpah, why do I need now all of this? Ain't on kibus eloshnit kabel bekli. I mean, you've covered everything, no? You said, it was nishpach al ritzpah. I said, well, what do I need this for? No, I'm explaining the logic. I'm telling you. Matam kamar, why do I say nishpach al ritzpah was for ain't on kibus? Lefi she ain't on kibus elodam shnit kabel bekli. Okay, but ro'ui lahaza'ah. I mean, what are you adding by that? Now this is important. I don't need to tell you about this case, because I already explained that. I must be including another case. Come and tell me a lovely chiddush. Suppose I have dam that was nitkabel bekli, but wasn't Ro'ila Hazaa. Now how in the world would you have dam that was nitkabel bekli without a psul interfering? That was not Rui Laza, that would be the equivalent of this. Must be. Lemu'ute mai, lemu'ute kibel pachot michtei hazayah b'klize, u'pachot michtei hazayah b'klize. Suppose you managed to do the Kabbalat Adam, that was sufficient, but not in one kli. Now you put them together. So you did an act of Kabbalah, there was no psul on the dam, you have enough dam now to be able to be mazah. Is that kosher? The point of the Mishnah is to make it clear that it is not kosher. And it does this by simply adding in those extra words. And so, it now backs up the contention. And we spoke about this earlier, the Tanya. Rabbi Chalafta bar Shaul Omer, that in a case where here we're talking once again about the relationship of Chatat, curiously to the Mechatat, even the Mechatat curiously related to Mei Nida, which is really weird in our sugya. Hizala Nida. But in any event, if you were Mekadesh Pachot Bichtei Hazaya Beklize, Upachot Bichtei Hazaya Beklize, Lo Kidesh. Now, that refers, of course, to the dinim of the Pora Aduma. But the question is that a halacha that we could import into the dinim of the Dam of a chatas? Or is that a unique situation that applies to poradum? And therefore, we actually asked at that point, v'iboilu, they did ask about that, and that, of course, requires a vav. You understand how wrong it is not to have a vav there. Iboilu is not a new issue. We're bringing this in as, and once we heard that, we immediately asked, and that's how it's nogea us, what would be the case in a similar situation of dam? Bedam mahu. Is this a halach l'mashu b'sina? One of the dinim of the Pora Aduma, hilchatai. And that, of course, we couldn't apply it to the dam. How do we know it has anything in common? Umi hilchat lo gamrin, the rule is you can't make a mamatzino or anything. But a halacha, odilma, maybe it's actually a diak in the pasuk, and if it were, then it would be absolutely the same diuk over here. Maybe it's based on the following. Since it says in the pasuk, vitaval ba maim. Now, when vitaval ba maim or taval bimaim? When you say ba maim, so then it must mean vitaval in the maim that was initially available. Because otherwise we could have said v'taval b'mayim. In other words, b'mayim that we were talking about at the time that you were Mekadesh. So if this is the aforementioned water, which was the water that you put the Efer into, then v'hiza. But if you don't have the aforementioned mayim here, you need it to add, you need it to be metzarif, this water and that water and so on. Well, now it's not b'mayim, now it's an A conglomeration of generic mayim that's been brought from various places. So it's no longer specifically identifiable as the water. It's not the water. It's in a whole bunch of waters that were put together, all of which, of course, are kosher because they all have the Efer Par in it. But it's not the water. Then it's not kosher v'azoya. Now, if that's what the diak is that not a beautiful diak? Come on, guys. You should be dancing.
Ba'amayim would imply that they need a shiur.
Yes, at the time that, exactly. It's beautiful. Yeah. What do you mean? He'd be dancing with you. What's the matter with you? So then the same thing would be true here. If we find that we make that diag ba'mayim, we should make the same diag ba'dam. What do you mean, ba'dam? Ba'dam. Why is everything ba'dam? What other dam are we talking about? I mean, it's got to be in the dam of the chatas. Well, Tashma. Now, we continued to bring a raya when it came. All of this, of course, is now we've popped down into this issue, which on the pop-up level was the Mishnah's indication that that is, in fact, the case. And that it's dafka, ro'ui la'hazaya, in this sense, ki kidesh pachot mikli mikte hazaya nishkap, would be not enough. So Tashma, in response to the abaya that was asked, about the din of the Mei Chatat, the Omer Rabbi Zreika, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Af Badam Lo Kidesh. And that now, popping back up into our Mishnah, is the reason for that extra word. Look at that. All of this discussion now was incorporated in that word.
Which word?
What we Hazaya. Okay. Omer Rabbi. Philistines! Oh, you Philistines! Gosh. David had his whole life filled of fighting Philistines. And who is the giant of the Philistines, huh? Who did he use? Who is the giant of the Philistines? Tell me. He didn't have a pufferfish. All he had was a little stone. Yeridas Adaris. Catch, Richie! Okay. Let's continue on now to learn the dinim about this issue that we had much earlier in the Masechta. So we spoke about Omar Rabba, Tanin Amioch, we also had this in the diuk that we made about every last word in that pasuk. V'taval, HaKohen, Etzba'o, Badam, and so on. So we learned that from the word v'taval. V'taval means v'lo misapeg, remember? Can't run your finger around the edges of the mizrak to collect the dam and say, now I have enough dam to do the putting of the dam on the corner. Nope, that's not good. It has to be tefillah. Ba'dam means that that dam required a shiur lechatchila of tefillah. And that, of course, is the diak that we just made. That's the Tanya Namayachi. Ba'dam means the specific dam that you had been mekabel initially, not that you put together a bunch of separate kabbalas and now have enough in the cup to avoid the sipug. And then when it says min ha'dam, that is a reference to min ha'dam shebi inyan, meaning every single time you do a new putting of the dam on the Mizbeach, and on the dam apnimit, this is actually ma'akev, remember, each one. So over there, you'd have to be putting in the same dam each time, meaning you can't use the leftover dam on your finger. Say, okay, well, there's still dam here, let me go to the other corner of the Mizbeach and put it on the other corner. No, you clean off the blood, dip it once again, don't use the shiore ha'dam, and you put new dam. So each time it's been Adam HaMor Binyan. Now, don't think that these things overlap. Itzrich lemichta badam. Look, I need to know badam. Suppose you just said v'toval. Do you not know if it says v'toval that there needed to be enough blood over there to be toval in? Yeah, I do. But how do I know that there was a sheer tefillah mi karo? How do I know I can't put together a shear of tefillah? I wouldn't know. So I would have said, Hava mina, hava pidalek a shear of tefillah mi ikaro, but there is now. I need to know that there had to be a shear of tefillah at the very beginning when I was mekabel there. Therefore, katavakwana badam back in the beginning. On the other hand, suppose it would have said badam, nu. So I'd say, nu, why do you think the Torah is saying there needs to be badam? I mean, obviously it needs to be badam. You should have said bidam. So it must be that there was sufficient dam l'chatchila for what? Must be for tefillah. No. Because then I would say that, yes, there must be sufficient dam for what? For sipuk. That I can stick my finger in here and get enough dam. But not that there's enough that I should just stick my finger in and there'll be enough dam. So these things do not overlap. I need to know this one as well. Because had it said badam, I would have said, yes, there needs to be enough dam l'chatchila, but for what? Afilu misapeg. Katav rachmana v'taval. Now, then you say, min hadam shebi'inyan l'me'ute mai. What is that min ha'inyan coming to tell me? Omar Rava, that is coming to be m'mayit shirayim sheba'etzpa. You cannot use any leftovers. Misayel Rabbi Elazar. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, Shirayim Shebe'etzpa Pisulim. You cannot use the leftovers on the etzpa. You need to get rid of them in order to be able to have a kosher of hazaya. That's the point. Omar Le Ravin Barav Ada Le Rav. You should know Omar Talmidecha. Omar Rav Amram, which would mean that there was someone who was a Talmud of Rav who quoted Rav Amram as saying this is wrong, what Rav Elazar is saying, because Tanina hayamazeh v'nitza haza'am yado at shalo hiza to'un kibbutz, but mi shehiza ain't to'un kibbutz. Look what it says. A coin is being mazeh, and some of that hazoya fell from his hand onto a beget before now he does the hazoya. Now, what does that mean before he does? You just said he was mazes. Wait, before he does the hazoya. I'll explain to you what it means. But it says over ton kibbutz. If he already did the hazoya, ain't ton kibbutz. Now, what do you think that means? I mean, this is crazy. Words don't add up. I'll explain to you. It means, my love. Achikoma. If he's in the middle of being mazes, and he sprinkled, but he didn't finish all of the hazayot. Now, he still has blood on his finger. Some of that blood drops off onto a beged. It's mechayev kibbutz. And only when he completes all of the hazayot is what's left over on his finger considered to be shiorei adam, not roi for hazoya. Now, according to what Rabbi Elazar just said, the Shiore Adam was anyway not Roy for Hazoya, even if you did one Hazoya with it. You're going to have to clean it off and go back and take new Dam. So how could Dam that was not kosher for Hazoya be Mechayev you and Kivas? So my love, only Komer. Ad Shaloga Marmila Hazot entirely and completely, Ton Kivas. But Mishika Marla Hazot ain't Ton Kivas. Now how do you explain this? I explain it by saying it doesn't mean that at all. It means hayam mazeh, meaning he was about to be mazeh. Ad shelo yatzta hazayah miyado, and then it drips before he's put it on the mizbeach, it drips off on his clothing. It's ton kibbutz. But if he had already sprinkled the dam, and now dam falls, not all of the hazayot, this hazayah, that's the way Misha Gomar. Doesn't mean all of them. Then ain't ton kibbutz. That's how I have to explain it. Eit ve'abaye, gamar milahazot, mikaneach yado begufa shel para. Look at this, man. Only when he finishes doing all of the hazayot, this is the paradum, you're standing on Har HaZeitim, sprinkling now dam towards the petach of the heichal that is across from you. So when he finishes, he has to wipe his hands off on the body of the parah in order to burn the parah. So therefore, he's going to have to wipe his hand off to get all the blood off of it. It says over here, Gamar milazot mikaneach yadav. Gamar in lo gamar lo. How about the fact that the first Hazoya left Shiorei Hadam? Where'd you put that down? Doesn't say you need to wipe that dam off. Why didn't you need to wipe that dam off? Obviously, because the Shiorei Hadam are kosher. You're claiming, no. Every time when it would come to a chatas, over here it's using the same language, every time you do a hazoya, you have to wipe the blood that's left over on your finger off, and it has to be b'adam ha'amur b'inyan. So over here, we only address wiping off your hands when you're finished the hazoya. What happened to each hazoya? How do you explain this? Omar Lay, I explained it very simply. Gamar, mikaneh yado, yado, not etzba'o. When you finished everything, whatever dam is left on your hand anywhere, it's got to be wiped off. Because there's a special chiyuv of a saraf et dama. But between hazayot, of course you have to wipe your finger. We're not talking about that. There you're wiping your finger in order to avoid the problem of the shiori adam, according to Rabbi Lazar. Can't you see the difference between wiping a hand and wiping a finger? If anything, it's a riot. So therefore, gamar mekaner yado begufa shel para, lo gamar mekaner etzba'o. Oh, now, wait a minute, man. If the implication is mekaner etzba'o, it cannot be that he's mekaner etzba'o begufa shel para. Because if he's mekaner yado begufa shel para, then there's no way he's going to be able to use that finger for further house. He's going to have little hairs on it. There's no, what? I mean, etzba'o. There's no way that he's going to be using etzba'o for another hazoya because his finger's not going to be clean. You can't clean your finger off in the back of an animal.
There'll be hairs on your finger.
Yes. How are you going to use that finger now for hazoya? So where would you be mikaneach, if you're telling me you have to be mikaneach etzba'o, where would you do that in such a way that would be now part of this aveda? Oh, Amar Abaye, Bisfat Mizrak. Well, obviously, Etzba'o is not Begufa Shel Parah. The Etzba'o is, as we've said so many times, at the edge of the cup, of the outside of the cup, and that's why those cups are called Kippurei Zahav, as Rashi brings again and again and again. The Pasuk in Ezra that we were just learning that spoke about the Kippurei Zahav. Why are they called Kippurei? Because they're used to wipe off fingers. Of course, that dam is also mechaper, but we won't talk about that. But clearly the aspect of Kippurei is to clean off, just to rub off. And therefore everything works out perfectly. Well, Aliba the Rebbe Lazar, shall I cut short your agony and wait to do this Mishnah for Mitzvah Shabbos? Shall I increase your desire by absence makes the heart grow fonder, so that by the time Shabbos is over, perhaps you will dance at a Mishnah.
No, I think we should do the Mishnah.
Or shall we complete the Daf?
We can hold it tomorrow. We should do the Mishnah.
All right, but then we're going to have to go back to Richie again.
Zuch the Helika Mishnah.
Like I say, the Bronx speaks. They don't call it a Bronx cheer for nothing. Nita zala or. Now, question is, what is included in the din? We know that if it gets an actual baguette. But the thing is, it does say also, as we're going to see, any baguette I should yizeh alav, and that includes anything that's washable. So it should include skin. But there's a problem with skins. The problem is that a skin is usually not going to be makabel tuma as a beged.
Until it's roy to be a beged.
Well, either that it was nigmar malachto for a beged, or someone made the determination, and that's called machshava, which is central to the idea of tuma. Someone made a determination to use this or as it is for something. Let's say, I mean, you can imagine, lion hunters put lion skins. a Kohen is on his 10,000th behemoth and wants to cover his whole floor with, you know, one skin for each behemoth that he has brought. I mean, you can imagine trophies. I mean, come on. Nita zala or at shalohufshat. So if the skin is still attached to the animal, then for sure it's not Ton Kippus. If it's hufshat, then it's a machloket. Mishu hufshat ta'un kibus divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because the fact is, it is at least theoretically in a matzav now, which it would be required only machshava in order for it to be able to be considered a beggar in terms of Kabbalah's tumah. Rabbi Elazar omer, no, af mishu hufshat eno ta'un kibus. Even if it was hufshat, it's not going to be ta'un kibus. The only part that is to'un kibus bichlal, that we have to put in the words, that somebody mixed up, because the word en to'un kibus is repeated twice. So it's af mishuv shat eno to'un kibus. En to'un kibus elo makom adam. Where you do have a chiyuv of kibus, that chiyuv of kibus, water, that chiyuv of kibus is only where the dam actually touched it, not the entire beged. And it has to be a dover shu ra'ui l'kabel tuma, which of course was the basis of our discussion about the or. And it has to be something that is washable, that you will be able to take off the blood with. Now, whether we're talking about a beged, or whether we're talking about sock, which is made out of hair, or whether you're talking about skin, all of these things require kibbutz. And you should know that the din of kibbutz is in the Azara itself. It has to be Mamakom Kadosh. And that is true as well about the other halacha here, which besides kibbutz, we have a din of Marika Vashtifa, but we also have a din which we haven't yet spoken about, and now we finally get to, Shvira. So any beged which is metallic, Umarak Vashutav Bamai, but any beged which is, any kli, which is metallic, is the Murak Vashutav Bamai. But any kli, which is cheres, let's say, is Vishava. So it requires Shvira. So that Shvira has to be done by Makom Kadosh. And it says beferish, Asher Yizeh Midamala Beged, Asher Yizeh Alav, Ticha Beis B'Makom Kadosh. But that B'Makom Kadosh is true, not only about kibbutz, but also about Shvirat Kli Cheres, B'Makom Kadosh. And not only that, it's true about the dinim of the Marika V'Shtiva, the Kli Nechoshet. That too would be B'Makom Kadosh. Now, this specific halacha of Dam being Machayev Kibbutz is true only of Chatas, above and beyond other Kodshei Kodashim. Masha'enka, we've already seen that there's at least one shita that we've already met that says when it comes to Marika V'Shtifa, that would be true even Legabi Kachim Kalim. But the din of Kibbutz, that is unique. Boy mine Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chista. Nitaz al Begeta Meimah. Omrav Unab Reder of Yehoshua. Well, let's first clarify the meaning, because B'boy Le'achi, it's clear that he holds that Aitala Sha'ata Kosh of Nimsva Ein Dalmat Ta'un Kibbutz. So what is his question? Whether this is Hani Mile Bezachar Zeh Avo Bevatachat Lo, or Dilma, there's no difference between Bezachar Zeh and Bevatachat. All right, now, says Rav Chista, I'll tell you your answer. Plukta de Rav Eliezer, Rabbonon, Aliba de Rabba, Udiko Betaretz Abay. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Mecha Tach Nitmum Betarin, clearly, because Einida Mazina Leha. V'yomar Rabba, Rabbi Elazar was clearly going Meshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabba Omra. V'yomar Ha'avarat Kli Agabe Makom Tamei Kemunach Domi. And that would be the same about Hazoya. V'tznan Hayah Omeid Chutz Tanur V'sheretz B'tanur V'oshid Yadol L'chalon V'natal Talagin V'evira Api Tanur. Rabbi Akiva mitamei v'chachamim mitaharim. So what's the machloket? Ba'obligi, Rabbi Akiva zava kemunach domi. V'rabbanan zavri lav kemunach domi. And then the question is, did it become tame only when it touched? Or did it become tame even before? And now, continues Rav Chista, Abaya pointed out to Rabbah that that's not true, because Moda Rabbi Akiva behazah instead of Logan, Shevira, that's Tame, or Agabi Bishka Vabosh of Tame, that it doesn't affect the Hazoya and that it remains Torah, because there ain't no such Tuma. Include even Evan Minugat. And what then is the Machloket in that case? Elam Rabbi, everybody of course agrees there's no such thing as a Tuma of pretending that something going above a space is considered to be in that space. Of course it's not Kemunat Nami. The Machloket there was the Rabbi Akiva Savar Gazrina Shema Yanuach, Rabban and Savar Lo Gazrina. But when it comes to Azoa, Rabbi Akiva Baza, that Kivin the Nafak Nafak. In which case, what is the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanan, and now, says Rabbi Chisa, you'll see that this is precisely why I say your question is dependent in the way we now define that Machlokes, Om Rabbi Ebedanin Tuma Kiduma, Mituma Sheba Otasha Arka Miflagit, Mar Savar Danim, Mar Savar Ein Danim. And therefore, by application to our case, of course, in reverse, because over here we're trying not to learn out from the Negiah that it's Tahar, but rather to say that even though Tomei before might be Pasul and not be Mechayev Kibbutz, in the case where it comes together, the Shita that would say togetherness is not the same as before, would be indeed Mechayev Kibbutz. Rav Amle Kulei Amma Ein Danin, Vach Vach Miflegei, Rav Eliezer Sav Hazot Tzricha Shiur, Umitztarfim la'azot, and therefore the dam of the first hazoya was tomei before the hazoya was completed. Rabban Asari has the ayin tzricha shiur, and therefore it's simultaneous. Chatat psula, ten rabban, midamah, midam kishera, velo midam psula. Rabbi Akiva omer, that's only in one case. If I tell her shata kosher, v'nifsula dama ton kivos, it's only if lo I tell her shata kosher v'nifsula, that ain't the maton kibos. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer, it makes no difference. Echadzevi echadzeh, ain't the maton kibos. Why do I say this, my time, Rabbi Shimon? Because it, besides midama, it also says, ota, yochal ota, kodesh kodashim. So the ota is a miyat, and midaba is a miyat. Chad leichad aitala, or what it should say is, chad leichashalo aitala shata kosher, vechad leichashaitala shata kosher. Rabbi Akiva, no, that otai need to tell me that there's no din of marika v'shtifa as it's stuck over there, and it's prat the truma. Whereas Rabbi Shimon said, well, obviously, the truma is not machayim marika v'shtifa, even kachim kalim ain't din of marika v'shtifa. Koshken truma, nitas ben atzavar la beged, ain't to unkibus. Min hakerenim in the asod of the mizbeach, ain't to unkibus. Nishpach ala ritzpa v'yaschfo, if it was directly from the tzavar, ain't to unkibus. Anton Kibuzel Adam Shinit Kabel Bekli, Vero Ilaza. Tana Bono Yochon Nitaz Minat Savar La Begi Eton Kibuz Tam Lomer Asher Yizeh. Lo Amarti Lachay Ala Bero Ilaza. Tani Idach Yochon Nitaz Minat Keren Min Yesod Yeton Kibuz Tam Lomer Asher Yizeh Prat Azeh Shekvar Huza. Nishpa Chala Ritzpa. Why do we need the explanation? Atu Lomali. Well, the explanation is there as an explanation. Matam ka'amar, it's matam. Nishpach ala ritzpah v'asfa ein ton kibos. Lefein, lefish ein ton kibos el adam shit kabel b'kli. V'ro'wi la haza'am, what's that? Ro'wi la haza'ad jazz about? That's the mu'ute kibel p'chot mechdei hazeya b'kli zeh. V'pachot mechdei hazeya b'kli zeh. The Tani Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul Omer, in a case where you were kiddush, p'chot mechdei hazeya b'kli zeh, v'pachot mechdei hazeya b'kli zeh, lo kidesh by the paraduma. What would be the din of the dam of a katat in an equivalent case? Iboilu, bedam mai. By the way, there's a machloket, bechatat mai. No, bedam, what is it? Yeah, viboilu, thank you. By the way, there's a machloket, Rashi Tosaf, I've neglected to mention, as to whether the katat that we're speaking over, the dam, is the dam of a katat pnimit, which is the makor, as we saw later on, that you have to go back to the dam, hamur binyan, or whether this applies to all of the Dhamim, even those cases we talked about before, the Dhamim is Amahakim, but Pasht is not referring. However, Tosfos and the Rambam both learn the reference to all of the Chataot. So, B'dam Mao, do we say it's Alocha for the Chatas, the Paraduma, in other words, Umi Yolchata Logamrina, Adilma, No, it's based on the pasuk. Atamaitaima dichtivitaval ba'main. In which case, hokinamik tivitaval ba'dom. Well, Tashma the Omer Reb Zrik Omer Reb Elazar Af Badam Lo Kidesh Omar Rava Tanya Vitaval Velo Mesapeg Badam Achi Adam Kishir Tvilam Hikaro Min Adam means Min Adam should be Inyan Vitzel Lamechla Badam because one of a Taval I would have said but who's to say that it was a Shir Tvilam Hikaro therefore Kadavach Lana Badam on the other hand Ikadavach Lana Badab Ava Minah Filam Mesapeg. Therefore, Kadavach Lana V'Taval. Now, Min Adam Shebinyan. What is that all about? Lamuti Mai. Amar Rava Letz Lamuti Shirayim Shebetzba, which is Misayel Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar Shirayim Shebetzba are psulim by Paraduma. Amar LeRavim Baravada LeRav Amar Talmitcha Amar Rav Amram. It says the opposite. Tanina Yamazav Enitza Hazam Yado. Actually, he's at on kibbutz, which is a ant on kibbutz, and I assume that means that my love of Hikamar. Actually, Gamar Milazot on kibbutz, but Misha Gamar Milazot ant on kibbutz, in which case the leftovers that were on your etzpa from the first to the second to the third Azoya are Machayev in kibbutz, despite the fact that they're Shirayim, and supposedly they're no longer kosher. Now, Hikamar. It doesn't mean before you complete it. It means before you complete this hazoy, not all the hazoyas. Achelo yatzta hazah miyado ta'un kibbutz. Mish yatzta hazah miyado. Then even the first hazoya, the dam is already possible. What's left because it's shiori dam on the etzpa, and therefore ain't ta'un kibbutz. Eight ve'abayin. Gamar mila hazot by the para aduma. Mikaneach yado begufa shel para. Only gamar. In, yes, but lo gamar lo. Omar le, no, gamar. Mikaner yado begufa shel para. Because you have to burn the dam. Lo gamar, you need to be mikaner etzbo from the dam that is shirayim. Well, bishlam gamar mikaner yado begufa shel para. Shemer v'saraf et para le'inav et dama. But etzbo, oh, how would you be mikaner? Omar Abba, you'd be mikaner b'sfat mizrak. Kirchtiv Kippurei Zahav.
The following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Holding on that Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, right at the top. Roy Minei Rami Bar Choma Mirachizda. We were talking yesterday about dam that didn't have a Shas HaKadosh. Shas said it was a Machloikas if it had a Shas HaKadosh between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. But dam that doesn't have a Shas HaKadosh definitely is not going to be Mechayev has a Kibbutz. So Rabbi Rami Bar Choma answered, please, so what's the din if the dam itself was kosher? But it was Nikaz al Beget Tameh. No. So over here, the Hataza occurs on a Beget Tameh, which means that at the moment that it touches the Beget, it becomes Pasul. So then it's no longer dam, it's Royal Azoya. If you hold, not like Rabbi Akiva, in other words, you hold even if it had a Shas HaKosher, you definitely had a Shas HaKosher. And even if that is Shas HaKosher, but some at the time that it's Negev the Beged, it's not going to be Mechayev Kibbutz. Is this considered a Tamei at time? Or is it that it's the Vatachat, it's not at the time? Does it touch the Beged in the same moment that it becomes Tamei? So what's the din? Now, Ravuna Bereger Yeshua explains a little bit the Abaye, so you should understand it, but it's clear that this is what he's asking. So, Minikam Yiboyelehoch. The way that he phrases right now, Rabbi Bar Choma, the way that he phrased this question, it's clear that Shema Mina, apparently Kasavar, he himself holds, that Haitala Sha'at HaKosher, Yitzlai Tom Doma Tolkiv, obviously he holds like our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Akiva. That even though the Dam had a Sha'at HaKosher, for sure that it's Nogea Bebeget's fossil, it doesn't require Kibbutz.
Umiboyle, his question is as follows. Do we say Hadi Mili Bezachasen? That this is only true if the dam became possible and then touched the beggar. If it became tummy as it touched the beggar, which is the case over here, because the beggar itself is tummy. So the chiyuv of Azoya should come at the same moment that the tumor of the dam comes. Maybe there's no napkimina with his bizarre bazakat. The point is, we cannot distinguish between the tumor of the dam and the negiyah of the beggar. In which case, the negiyah of the beggar was a dam tummy. Omar Lay and Rav Chista answered Rami Bar Chama's Abaye in a very brilliant way. He told them like this. On the mice of this question of whether we view something that's something that occurs with Bazakas as the equivalent of Bazakasin, or whether it's considered each thing to be in its own halacha at that instant, is dependent in the machlokas of Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Aliba, the Rabba, the way the Rabba understood the machlokas, but according to the way Abaye figured out to make it work out, the way Rabba was learning. The Kamatrix Abaye, and this is what I'm referring to, the Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Meikatach Nitma'u Mitahari, that if you have the Mayim of the Parah Duma, and they become Tamei, after Kiddush, in other words, they are still Natsahir. How could I prove this? Because Sharemida Mazina Le'avet Veneter, we find that there's no halacha that you have to wait until you're free of other tumas before you can have Azoya. So let's say a Nida was Tamei Meis. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that she has to become Tahira first and then become Tahira from the Tumas Meis. You can have her Hazaya, and then she goes to the mikvah. She goes to the mikvah, both for her tumor and for the residual tumor space. That's the Hazan. So apparently, despite the fact that the mind was Tomei, since she's a Nida, nonetheless, it's Matayim. So what's an Akamina if the water became Tomei before? No, the May Hazaya, the May Hazaya, yes. It may need
it. Well, when it comes off, bounces off of her, as it were, then...
It doesn't bounce off. And it touches
on her.
On her. Yeah. So now, Lachor, this doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean, what is one after the other? I mean, we're talking about where it became Tomei first. Over here, it becomes Tomei at the time that it touches her. These 5-minute delays end up costing a Havana of the Sugya, unfortunately, in this case.
By the way, we have this. My mother's having a Jewish grammar class in Brooklyn for honor.
Unfortunately. All right, let's quickly review the issue. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista, if you hold that dam that was once kosher but is currently pasul is not Mechayev Kibbutz, which is the way that our Gemara, our Mishnah, is learning. My question is, what would be the din if the dam touches a beged that is tamei? Now the dam is perfectly tohar, but if we look at it, something that happens simultaneously as being the equivalent of something that happens one after the other, then we'd have to view this as being dam that's tamei that touched the beged, and dam that's tamei that touched the beged is not Mekayev Kibbutz, because it's not Ra'ui Ra'azaya. On the other hand, if we say that when something happens simultaneously, we can view the two events as being unrelated, and in other words, we could say, okay, the dam that touched the beged was just as much Tar as it was Tamei at the instant that it touched the beged. So in other words, we could view that as the event of dam Tahor touching a beged, and therefore it is Mekayev Kibbutz. The fact that it instantaneously becomes a Tamei Dam, that doesn't matter. Right? So he answered, Krista answered Rami Bar Chama by comparing this to a fascinating machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. And he said it's dependent on that machlokas. Now we're just going to get into this machlokas then because it's a rather long raya. Because the machlokas itself, prima facie, doesn't make much sense. And Abaye ends up explaining in front of Rabba how to finally work this out. And therefore we say it's the way, it's Aliba the Rabba, the way that Abaye forced him together to understand. What Rabbi Elazar said was that if the Mayim of the Paraduma are Tameim, they can still be used for Hazoya. And his proof is that you can be Mazem Mayim on Anida. Now, how can you be Mazem Mayim on Anida if the Mayim are going to be Tameim? Therefore, you see that if it's Tameh, it's still Matar. Which, of course, doesn't seem to make any sense, because if you're Mazem Mayim on Anida, the Mayim are Taherim at the moment that they touch the Nida. How is he going to prove that that's the equivalent of having the Mayim Tameim before they're Matayim? Okay. So now comes along Rabba to try to explain it, and we'll see that Rabba's explanation doesn't stand. In the end, it's going to be explained according to the way Abaye sees it, and there we see immediately what the connection is to our question. Because if, in fact, touching the Nida simultaneously with the Tuma, because the Nida is Matami the Mayim, is viewed as the equivalent of Bezachazet, and therefore we would say, so therefore if it was Bezachazet, meaning that the Mayim were first Tmeim, and then nonetheless the Matayim the Nida, then the same thing would be true over here. If it's viewed as Bezachazet, then the water that touches the Beged becomes Tamei before it touches the Beged, so to speak. And therefore, it will not be Mechayev Tiflis in our case. But let's first work it out. Rabba first explained the Machlokes in a way that doesn't hold water. And he said that Rabbi Eliezer, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabba Amra. Actually, Rabbi Eliezer over here was going Aliba, his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, which, by the way, is a little bit confusing, because Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, not his Talmud. Of course, there's two Rabbi Eliezer. The Talmud of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammoa, and the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Eliezer, the big Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. So, not to be confused, but it means over here, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammoa was following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Which sheet of Rabbi Akiva? The Omra Avarat Kli Agabi Makom Tamei Kumunach Dami. Rabbi Akiva holds that when you pass something over a plate that's tamei, it's the equivalent of having been set down on that tumah. And therefore, if that's the case, over here, as the water approaches the nida, before it touches the nida, it becomes tamei. And nonetheless, it's matayir the nida, which proves that mayim tameim are matayirin al sefar aduma. Where do we see this, says Rabba? The Tanan Hayaomed puts the Tanur. Suppose a person is standing in front of an oven. Now remember that the oven in those days were open from the top, not from the sides. And you put the bread along the edges of the Tanur, right? And in back of the Tanur there's a window. On the window, there is a window sill, there's a container of the water of the Paraduma over here. He sticks his hand, he's standing in front of the oven, there's a sheretz in the oven, Hoshit Yadola Chaloni, puts his hand over the oven, and he takes now the logim, he takes now a bottle, in those days it didn't say Coca-Cola, it said Mechatas Poradum, or something like that. It's still a red label, but I mean it was different.
Great glass in case of emergency.
He takes it, and he carries it over the open oven to himself. The din over there is, Rabbi Akiva is metame, Rabbi Akiva holds that those logim are tameim. Now, this normally wouldn't be true, but by mechatas we make a lot of chumras, okay? They're called malas. This is one of the malas of the mechatas. So Rabbi Akiva says it's tameim, the chachamim say it's tar, and I, Taina, the hopli, Rabbi Akiva Tzava Kamunach Dami, the Rabbanan Tzava Lav Kamunach Dami. The question is whether something that is going over a Mokum Tameh is considered to be the equivalent of actually being touching that thing when it comes to the Mechatas. In which case, if Rabbi Eliezer is following Rabbi, says Rabbi, if Rabbi Eliezer is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe here, then he would say, aha, so if the Mayim of the Mechatas are traveling towards the Mida, as soon as they get close to her body and are about to land, they become Tame. The same way the water that passed over the Tanur. And despite the fact that they're Tame, they're perfectly okay for being Matayar the Nida. So apparently, May Nida, of course the other Nida, the Mayim and Paraduma, is kosher even though it's Tame. This is what Rabbi wanted to use to explain, which so far has nothing to do with our circuit. He wanted to explain the machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan in this way. Well, no, it's like Muna. There is no ohel on the sheretz, obviously. Now, Abaye.
There was a makom, and she doesn't have a classification of
a makom because there was a woman. No. The Abaye. Now, Abaye asked, we're still in the middle of the question. Abaye asked against Rabba, his rabbi, and he said, how can you say that that's the case? Because it says the Farish in the Brisa that Moda Rabbi Akiva Bahaza'asha Evir Agabe Kvicheres Tameh or Agabe Mishkeva Boshav Tameh Shitahira. Rabbi Akiva himself is Moda that that's not true about Hazaya. So it's a little bit absurd to say that Rabbi Eliezer, who's bringing a raya about Hazaya, is going with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva Rabo, who was not talking about Hazayah, but was talking about Ha'abarat Login Agabe Yatanur. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva himself does not agree with your logic. And if Rabbi Akiva's svara was that anything that goes over a place that is Tamei is Kemunah when it comes to Chatas, why would he be murdered by Hazayah? So obviously, you're wrong. And he says, he continues over there, why is it Tosha? Whoever heard of such a thing? Yatuma should be Matame, something on top of it. It's unheard of, unless, of course, it's an oil, like a Kesayis Menameis, or other Ma'ilin, such as an Eben Menugat, which is something like Tumas Oil, Tumatuma of the oil, in the sense that if it's Inabayis, it's Matame. So therefore, excuse me, Rabbi, but that can't be the explanation. Ela Amar Abaye, and here we're getting close now to our issue. Therefore, Tainez Abaye, to Kuli Amalat Kumun Avdome, has nothing to do with whether it's considered to be on the surface that it's going to land on. Talk about Kamitvagate. Rabbi Akiva's logic is that it's Xer. Rabbi Akiva Sava Gazwina Shema Yania. The reason is that Takona Drabonin, if the guy is holding the login, we're afraid he may set it down on the Mokum Tameh. To avoid that, we would go there. If you pass over a Mokum Tameh and it's in your hand, then you cannot use it. But when it comes to Hazayah, the Rabbanan hold, of course, even in that case, will gazuina. When it comes to Hazayah, Motor Rabbi Akiva Bazayah, even in Abag Nafak. I mean, if you're sprinkling something, you can't exactly set it down in the middle. You've started it on its trajectory, and that's where it's going to go. Therefore, there's no gezeira in that case of Shemayaniya. In that event, then now that I've shown that you're wrong and that the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan cannot be dependent on whether something is munat or not, so I'll tell you, by my pleading, what then is the machlokes? The machlokes is Amrabaya bedani tuma keduma betuma shabotasha akam yisloke. The question over here about Mechata Shenditmu and Mitzharin or not, that's a different question. The question is, can I learn? Nothing to do with this sugya about the stove and the water, nothing to do with it. It's a completely different issue. Rabbi Eliezer is claiming that the very fact that the Torah allows the Tahira of Anita utilizing a Mechatas proves that the Mechatas can become a before. Whereas the Rabbanan say, what does that do with before? Over there it's simultaneous. So clearly Rabbi Eliezer holds that simultaneous is viewed as two separate events, one occurring before the other. And we view the Dam as being Tameh before it touches the Nida, and nonetheless it's kosher. In which case, brilliantly, points out Rafista Rami Bar Koma, by extension, Abaye's explanation of the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan Legabe Hazaya is the answer to your question, Legabe Dam Anita Zalbega Tameh. Because if the dam is viewed as having been tameh before, the way Rebbe Eliezer learns that the mayim was tameh before, that at the time that it touches the beged, it's not mekayev kibbutz, because only kosher dam is mekayev kibbutz. If, on the other hand, the simultaneous event can be viewed as the two separate issues, in other words, we can look at it as much as dam tahor touching the beged as we should as dam tameh touching the beged, so then the beged should require kibbutz, dependent on that machlokes, and the solution to your abaye. Lovely. By the way, we see a very interesting thing over here. Very interesting. That is, the Gemara says, kidikamataris abaye aliba de rabba. But Abaye wasn't matired to leave the Rabbah. Abaye proved that Rabbah was wrong, and he gave his own explanation. Right? Says Rashi, because the point over here is that Abaye was discussing the sugya with his Rebbe. He didn't prove Rabbah wrong. It was in the context of learning with him that he came out with this explanation, and therefore it's called Aliba the Rabbah. Amazing. So it's seen as part of the development that he had together with his Rebbe and Mamela Salibah Rabbah. So you see, Marsavar Danina, Marsavar Ein Danina. Now, Rava says, no, I don't think that that's the point about whether it's a simultaneity issue. It's the Kuleyama Ein Danina. Everybody would agree that something that is simultaneous is not the same as Bezachas. It's a completely different question over here. Rabbanan Savre Hazaah, Rebbe Eliezer Savre, Hazaah Tzricha Shiur. Rebbe Eliezer's Svara is that actually Hazaah requires, remember we had this issue earlier in the Sefer, Hazaah has a certain minimum amount it has to touch. And he holds Mitztarfim LaHazaot. So therefore, if you take a strobe camera, if you take a picture of a Hazaah, what you see are little drops that over the course of a tenth of a second are going to be touching this person to complete the Hazayah. One of those small drops is insufficient to be Matayah, because you need all of the drops to be an act of Hazayah. And, therefore, the way that Hazayah normally works is that we view the strobe as being at zero. The first little bit is adds. You keep adding up what comes on. Problem is, the first little bit became tummy. So how can you add it now to the Tahar that's coming? If you hold Hazayah Tzricha Shiur, there never was a case which you had enough mayim on the person to be Tahar, unless, of course, it doesn't matter if it's tummy. Therefore, it says readily, as you see, it doesn't matter if it's tummy, because I could still be Mitzarek, but in which case, if I draw all of them tummy. That proves that In the case of Mei Chatas, that was Tamei before, it's still Mataya. Now this has nothing to do with simultaneity, it has to do with strobe cameras. Right? What?
It's coming automatically, it's going to come, it's already in the air, it's coming.
What did you say one word?
Really?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It's worth trying.
No, it's not. It's worth trying when one knows what he's trying to say.
What is trying to do is coming, it's coming automatically. It's
what does that have to do with prayer? What does that have to do with Brayer? It's good to put in thoughts. So now, an hour sugya, of course, would have no application. So there goes the beautiful raya anyway. But if you hold the way Abaya learns, then it's great. Because then we have a direct comparison between the two sugyas. Chatat psula, as we said, once the chatat is possible, then it's the dam is not mechayev kibbutz. Tan Rabba, midama, from its blood, dafke dam kshira, velo midam psula, only from the blood of a kosher animal, not from the blood of a possible animal. Rabbi Akiva Omer, haitala shata kosher v'nifsela, dambata un kibbutz. If it once was kosher, then it still requires kibbutz, even if at the time that it touched it, it's possible. As we saw yesterday, the kibbutz shita. Lo aitala shata kosher, minivsala, but if it was never kosher, then ein damata un kibbutz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad zeh v'echad zeh, ein damata un kibbutz. Makes no difference if it's not kosher at the time that it touches the beged, it's not mechayev kibbutz.
what's Rabbi Shimon's basis by the time of Rabbi Shimon. Well, it says in the Pasuk, Ota, and it also says Midama. So there's two actual miyutim over here in the Pasuk. One says Asher Huza Midama, which we darshan. Dama, its blood, meaning the one we're talking about, the kosher, Korban Chatas. Now there's also another Pasuk in the Sugya that says Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochal Ota, right after we discussed the Marika B'Shnipata, which implies that we're still talking about that very special kosher chatas, and that means that we're coming to be b'mayit two things. One, chad la'echad ha'ita la'shata kosher, v'chad la'lo'ita la'shata kosher. Since we have two tzukim, we have a right to learn both limudim. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Ota doesn't mean, please. Does it a chatas ksheira, two diukim and a chatas ksheira? Ota means only ota, but not truma. That there's no din in Marika v'shtifa on truma. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, well, obviously there's no din of Marika v'shtifa on truma. There's not even a din of Marika v'shtifa on kachin kalin. So this is Rabbi Shimon Latani, which we'll see later on. Rabbi Shimon, she taught us all divin kachim kalin ain't on the Marika v'shtifa. What do we need a pasuk to be my truma? If I could show you that kachim kalin are often on b'chayim Marika v'shtifa. If the kosher came truma, it's not going to be b'chayim Marika v'shtifa. Therefore, what do I do with the extra ota? Come to tell me, even in a case with a dam had a shas kosher, still not b'chayim the kibbutz. Nitaz min hatzavar al habeged. I suppose before Kabbalah's Adam, the directly from the neck of Shechita, some of the blood spurts out onto the beged. Eino ta'un kibbutz. It's not mechayev kibbutz because, as we saw, it isn't yet roi for zrika. And min hakeren or min hayesod, if it comes off of the mizbeach, it also is not mechayev kibbutz because it's already huzah. As a matter of fact, min hayesod can't possibly mean min hayesod in which I've already done the hazayah and the keren, because even then, if it would have been from the mizrak, it wouldn't have been mechayev, because this is prat hakvar huzah. Therefore, min hayesod over here has to mean, as we explained it earlier, min haro'ui liyesod, meaning it had already been huzah, and now it was meant to be shirayim, and it's already not going to be mechayev kibbutz, even though it itself is still in the mizrak. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Nishpach al haritzpa, if it was poured out onto the floor from the tzavar, not from the kos, because from the kos you can gather it together again, but nitaz al haritzpa from the tzavar behema va'asfo, and you recollect it, ein ta'un kibbutz. Ein ta'un kibbutz el adam shenitkabel b'kli v'ro'i l'hazaa, which seems rather repetitious. Why? What do you mean? Because the aliens warned them, if you don't collect it, you're going to get your head blown off. And there's no fear of kibbutz unless it's done that was properly miskabel b'kli and is still roi l'hazaa. As the Bryce explains, you might think that if the blood sprinkles from the neck onto a beged, you have to wash the beged. It's only where the dam is kosher for hazaah, and this dam is not yet kosher for hazaah. Tanya eat up the Bryce, then the Bryce points out the opposite case. You might think that after having done Azayah, it still requires kibbutz. Tamid lomar asher yazeh, that you are going to be mazeh, prat lazeh shekvar huzah. In this case, the dam was already used, and the used dam is not mechayev kibbutz. Nishpach al haritzpah, and then you say, ein ta'un kibbutz el adam shiskabel b'kli v'roi l'azah, which is completely redundant. Asur lomar, why do we have to repeat that? That ain't ta'un kibbutz, elash and iskabo b'kli. That's the case of nishpach al haritzpah. Says the Gemara, no. That's not a different case. It's explaining, it's basically being merames to the Braita. Matam ka'amar. In other words, it's explaining. Matam, why did we just say that nishpach al haritzpah v'asfo ain't ta'un kibbutz? Because, lefi, the klal is, she ain't ta'un kibbutz, el adam shiskabo b'kli v'roi l'azayah.
based on the pasuk asher yazeh. Now, if you make a klala and you say ra'ui lahazaya, what exactly do you want to add in this klal to exclude from the chiyuv of kibbutz? Lemerute man. Well, lemerute kibel pachot nichtei hazaya bekwizeh, pachot nichtei hazaya bekwizeh. Very interesting case. Suppose you did the Kabbalah Saddam in two separate kalim. Put them both together, you'd have enough for Hazaya, but separately, you don't have enough for Hazaya. The Mishnah is coming to be Merames that in such a case, you do not have dam that's Ra'ula Hazaya. Because the din is the Tanya, Rabbi Chalapta Bar Shaul, take out that word Omer, it makes no sense. Rabbi Chalapta Bar Shaul, quotes a Brisa, that's saying, Kidesh. When it comes to the din of the mayim of the paradum, and you are mekadesh the mechatas now by putting in the ash of the paraduma, in two kelim pachot b'tzei hazayah b'kvizeh u'pachot b'tzei hazayah b'kvizeh lo kidesh. You do not have, hey, what's on that edge of the table there? We have a floating sleeping illness or something. So we have pachot b'tzei hazayah. In both of these kalim, it's not a kosher kiddush. Now, so far, this is not good. I was thinking we're talking about blood. That's talking about the kiddush of the meipara. But what is important is that the ibrayla, and we continued based on that brisa by asking what would be the case of the equivalent of dam, the equivalent case of dam, the dam mal. Is this hilchasai? This is how long from the be Sinai that you have to have. That you have to have sufficient water in order to do azoya, in order for the kiddush to take place. In which case, if it's halakha l'mashu misina, I mean, obviously, in the other side, I mean, you can't say, well, if, I mean, if it's halakha l'mashu misina, they make up, it must be true by dam, and what one has to do with the other. I mean, halakha l'mashu misina, you can't learn out for by comparison.
Is there a minimum of,
say that in English?
Is there a minimum of water?
Yes, we're going to see that there is, yeah. Odioma hearts on my time, or is it in fact based on, as our president has pointed out, a minimum? So my time, it is sivataval ba mayim. Ba means, it doesn't say bimayim, it says ba mayim. Ba mayim implies in the particular water that is required, which means that you need to have a shear. In which the case, hakanamik sivataval ba dam. Notice it doesn't say, when the coin is being togel, is that spo ba dam? It doesn't say bidam. He doesn't put it in blood, he puts it in the blood, which is required for the tefillah, which would imply that there's a specific din of a shear of dam that you have to be makabo. So if that's the diet by mechatas, then it would be the same diet by dam. Tashma, and we explained over there, the Amr of Zreka, Amr of Elazar, they didn't call him Reb Zreka for nothing, that apadam lo kidesh, that the din is that by dam, it also needs a shear. In which case, over here also, our Mishnah is undoubtedly coming to discuss a case of dam that's not Roy Lazoya because it wasn't a couple of a shear of dam. Bichdei Azaya. Now, what exactly are the various shearim involved? Amar Rava, Tanya. In the Brisa, it actually is medayik from various elements in the pasuk. It says, Vitaval etzpa'o badam. So first of all, v'taval means v'lo misapeh. You can't go take your finger and rub it around the edges to gather the dam. That's not called v'taval. So even though there's enough blood that's left in the kli, including the edges, I can, what do you call that when you do that? Scoop is it? There's a special word for it. It's bothering me. I can't get it. But any event, that's certainly not lotion of tefillah. I mean, tefillah means stick something into liquid. So that means it has to be sufficient for your finger to be put into the liquid. Furthermore, it says ba'dam. So then v'taval is both ba'dam, means achi ha'ba'dam shiur tefillah. That means that the dam initially needs to have mi'ikara sufficient for there to be v'taval espo min ha'dam. And then v'izah min ha'dam, again ha'dam,
min hadam shebi'inyan. You always need to have that dam that was mentioned initially, always has to be there, meaning that even if you're coming now to your fourth hazayah, and you need to do a separate tefillah on each hazayah, insufficient dam to be tova at each time. So in other words, not only that you need initially to be makabel sufficient dam for tefillah, but each time you do tefillah, there has to be sufficient dam for tefillah. So you can't use the leftovers on your finger or the leftovers in the kli to do the remaining hazayas. If you do, let's say, one hazaya, so I still have dam, let me do the next time. No. You need to do tefillah. I said, but I initially had enough for tefillah, so let me now scoop up the dam around the edges. No, can't do that either. And the itzuk l'mikta, now we need each one of these, you see. Itzuk l'mikta badam. Say, we need both badam. Itzuk l'mikta b'tavav, itzuk l'mikta badam. The ikas are going to the tavav. Had it only said the tavav, I mean, I'll be like a shiur tefillah. Then how do I know if it didn't have a shiur tefillah mi'ikara, and you did it in separate containers, and now you put it together? It should also be the tavav. No. It's in the dam that you were makabel. On the other hand, if it said badam, so then maybe badam doesn't require shir tefillah. Maybe it's a tefillah misaper, even if you scoop the edges. Because of Rachmana v'tava. Min hadam, now that it says afterwards, v'hiza min hadam, you said that means min hadam should be in yan. Meaning what? To exclude what? L'butimai. You can't use dam that was on your finger to make a second hazoya. Once you've used blood on your finger, doesn't matter how much blood is left, that blood is not possible. Of course not. By definition, dam proper is not a kind of fever. Omale Ravim Baravada, the Girsa here is extremely confused. Some have Larava, some have Lirav Amram, and then he quotes Talmidai. I'm not sure exactly which one I'm supposed to read, but in any event, it appears that Rav Amram pointed out that we have the Farish, Tanina, Hayamaze, the Nitza, Za'am Yoda, Achelo Yiza. It says that if a person was in the process of being mazik, and that hazayah sprinkled off of his finger, and it touched a beggar, so now, achelo yizah, if he hadn't yet completed, at least is what we think it means, if he hadn't yet completed the hazayah, tone kibbutz. But misha yizah, once he did complete the hazayah, and tone kibbutz. So isn't that what it means, my love? I mean, that doesn't mean the way I just said it off cover. Achelo gamar milazot, if you haven't yet finished all of the hazayot, then if blood drips off of your finger onto your clothes, you require kibbutz. That's what it means. Okay, we'll see. Achelo gamar milazot, don't kibbutz. Misha gamar milazot, ain't don't kibbutz. In which case it would imply that even though I already did hazayah, but if I have blood left on my finger, then it is don't kibbutz, which proves that you're wrong, because if the blood is puzzled, then how would it be Mephibatayan Kibbutz? And he answered him as Moshe Bar says, well, if you come on, maybe it just means Achalo Yizah, meaning Achalo Yatzah, this particular Azayam Yadah. Because he had just been Tevel Adam. He had not yet been Mazah. He was about to be Mazah, and some of it drips on the beggar. So in that case, then it's Machayev Kibbutz. But if it was Mishi Yatzah, Azayam Yadah, ain't on Kibbutz. I mean, if it just as easily mean that, saying it requires completing all the hazayot, in which case it would be consistent with our statement that once you are mazeh, you have to now wipe off the blood and you got to get yourself new blood. HVI by Abaya S from the Mishnah in Korah says, Gomar milah hazot, when you complete the hazayot, and this is, they're talking about the hazayah, of course, of the blood of the Parah Aduma, where over there there were seven hazayos adam, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that were done from Har HaMashpah towards the Beis HaMikdash. So when you complete those hazayot, you wipe the remainder of the blood on the body of the Parah Aduma itself, because you have to burn the shirayim as well, together with the parah, and this is the way to do it. Get the blood off on the skin of the parah aduma. Now, you see that it says over there, gamar, but lo gamar lo. That if you hadn't completed, and then it says the pharaoh's gamar. So it's only if you've completed the azay, as mash, where you can use your finger, as long as it still has blood on it, you can do all seven azay. Then when you finish, you wipe the dam off. Otherwise, why didn't it say what to do with the dam that was on your finger for each azay? No. Sorry. Gamar is a special halacha. Gamar means when you finished all the azayos, then you're mekaneach yado begufa shel parah. Remember, it doesn't just say it's talking about a special halacha. So you wipe your fingers on the parah aduma when you complete, but lo gamar, stam mekaneach etzvah. This din of begufa shel parah is only set on the leftover at that point. Now, I understand, okay, gamar mekaneach yado begufa shel parah. And that means, okay, now he's going to go now, and he's going to be sorry if whatever is left, but what exactly do you do with your etzvah? The first time, the second time, the fifth time, what do you do with your etzvah? Where does that dam go? No. That dam goes, says Abaye, Omar Abaye, Bisfat Nizrak. Why do you think that in Sefer Ezra we refer to the Mizrakot of Kippurei Zahav? It's Rashi, this famous Rashi, Loshen Kapora. He brings always a riot from this pasuk. Kippurei Zahav is a Loshen of Lechaper. Lechaper means to wipe off. The reason that we call the Mizraka Kippur is because you wipe your finger off on the edge of the Mizrak itself, and then you take now new blood. So Mimela, no implications here whatsoever that you can use the leftovers. In fact, you can't use the leftovers. You're going to have to go now and make a new one. This is what we're talking about in Yochas Tshuva, that the lashon of kapora means to be able to wipe away rather than to forgive or to forget and so on. That's what's unique about the lashon of kapora as opposed to sleep with mechila.
That will
be on the outside edge.
On the outside.
And maybe there's nothing wrong with the truth. It will become bottom. This will happen.
Or
how about if some of the skin of the paraduma, of the carbon, get some of the blood on it? So actually, we've shot before you did hefshet. It doesn't require kibbutz. We'll see, because the Torah calls it a beged, and something that's not hufshat cannot be makabel tuma like a beged, because it's b'chusar maisa, and therefore it's not included b'chlal in the pasuk of alabed. Nisha hufshat, toon kibbutz, if you're a Yehuda. However, once the or is hufshat, even though it's not really makabel tuma, because it'll only be makabel tuma if you had a machshava to use it as a tablecloth or whatever, because right now there was no gemar malacha, but it's possible to be miyachedit for use. So then that possibility is not called mechusar maisa, it's only mechusar machshava. Mechusar machshava is included under beged. Time is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar omer af mishu hufshat ein ton kibbutz. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is it doesn't require it. Now we should add in the words ein ton kibbutz again, or we could say af mishu hufshat period. Einoton kibbutz elamokam adam. In our gears, it requires a period before the einoton kibbutz. So einoton kibbutz, this now is a new state, but that's nothing to do with not quoted Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Elazar. In general, when we say there's a din of kibbutz, the only time there's a din of kibbutz is the mokam adam itself, not the entire baguette. The davar shel ro'ila kabel tuma, it has to be something that is shayach for kabbalas tuma, therefore it can't be mechusar maisa, according to one man, the armor mechusar machshava. V'ra'uila kibbutz, it also has to be something that is washable. If it's not washable, we'll see later on what that comes to exclude, then there's no din of kibbutz. Echad ha-beged, v'echad ha-sak, v'echad ha-or, t'unin kibbutz, the din of kibbutz would be said on begadim, on sak that's made out of
goat hair, otherwise sometimes called cashmere, which is the right kind of goat. V'echad ha'or, believe it or not. V'echad ha'or, or... Is it? No, of course not. Sock is the hard hair of a goat. But believe it or not, the cashmere wool is not wool. It's not. It's goat. It's a goat growth, which is surrounded by the goat hair. It's a special kind of goat, the cashmere. But unbelievable, huh? Like the worst kind of, the lowest kind of egg, which is sock, produces under certain circumstances the best kind of what we call wool. It's not, I mean, it's not shotgun. It's not salmon.
Oh, really?
It's not halal. Different species. It's not wool. It comes from goats.
That's amazing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's like diamonds and coal.
Wool from a goat is not wool?
No. Sock. So it's not all those things. Nonetheless, it's on kibbutz because they're included in the concept of begging. Va'kibbutz b'makom kadosh. You have to do kibbutz dafka in the azara. Shmiras klicheras also has to be done dafka in the azara. That's why in Shiloh it's all around the makom hamigdash. In Shiloh it's the right. And marika v'shtifa. Marika v'shtifa klei nechoshes also has to be makom kodesh. Now zeh chomer b'chatas mikodshei kodshim. This particular halacha, which Rashi learns is referring to kibbutz, we'll see. There's a machlokas rishonim we'll talk about later. But Rashi learns in reference to kibbutz is done dafka by chatas, not by any other kodshim. That's a special form.